Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I'm unusually skeptical about the weather this year, and I wish I could feel more confident that spring truly has arrived. In many ways, this is like the beginning of a new year for us, with all the springtime produce now in the pipeline. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, one thing I can't get off my mind are these lovely, tender little white potatoes that are coming in this year. I just hope they get here and springtime gets here soon as well.
Yeah, new potatoes are great. They're a whole breed of potatoes that have a very thin skin, unlike the ones we're used to, like russets or Idahos.
Right, and they come in white and red.
Yeah.
And they tend to be a little bit smaller, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they haven't had a chance to get big.
They haven't had a chance to get big. That's exactly right. One of the names for these spring potatoes is also creamers.
Sure.
Which is one of the ways of preparing them. And I've done it many, many times.
Uh-huh.
And I went online to see if I could find the proper recipe for cream, you know, creamer potato. It's so simple that you can't even find a recipe for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But what I end up doing is I just cut these in half, boil them up until they get 4-10, or I drain them, and then you just kind of swirl them around in the pan.
Right.
And in your, you know, saucepan, and they make kind of their own sauce. And you add some butter and some salt and pepper, and that's all it is.
Right. Simple, simple.
And what do you think about the flavor of them,
though? Well, they're delicious. I mean, they just have this wonderfully delicate, sort of almost floral taste when they're young like that. They're great.
Yeah, they are, and a wonderful texture. They're a lot of fun. Another version of that is very, very similar. Instead of swirling them around the saucepan, I'll just put them on the plate and mash them with a fork.
Uh-huh.
And then I like to get some of my best extra virgin olive oil, and, you know, usually like one of the varietal types.
Right.
Like Piqual is my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and I just drizzle that on there again with salt and pepper. And this is a great chance to use those, you know, fancy salts and peppers.
And once, you know, because they're so hot and they give off a lot of steam, once that olive oil gets on there, that steam rises that aroma of the olive oil up through the room. It's really nice.
It really is fun. So it's a great delivery system for good olive oil.
Yeah, or a shaved truffle.
Oh, bingo.
It's always good to shave a little black truffle over your potatoes once they're steaming.
Not a bad idea. New potatoes and green peas was one of my mother's favorite recipes.
Sure, two sort of markers for spring.
That's right, and she would kind of unite them with a nice, simple little bechamel sauce, which is one of the simplest of all recipes.
Right.
And alongside of a nice piece of fresh spring lamb, it couldn't get better than that. It was really, really nice. The other thing that you can do with new spring potatoes, I think they're excellent for roasting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, certainly.
And if you haven't gotten into roasting, you know, potatoes, it's just a ball.
Yeah, and when you roast these, they have sort of a little pop to them when you cut into them. It's really nice.
Yeah, my technique, Jerry, is to parboil them first, get them just a little tender. Then I bring them out and put them on a cookie tray, and I let them cool down. Uh-huh. And then I push them all together, sprinkle some good olive oil on them, and I bake them in a hot oven, maybe a 400-degree oven, for about 40 minutes or so.
Sure.
And they get a nice, crisp outside layer.
Right.
And then again, you bring them out, and here's where the variations start. you can start throwing things on there. I have a Provençal recipe that calls for sun-dried tomatoes and onions, olives, things like that. But you can just dress them up with anything you want.
Yeah.
And it becomes a lot of fun. And I end up eating them like candy.
Well, they are. They're like candy.
It really is fun. Yeah. So go out and look for these spring potatoes.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're out there everywhere. And Jerry, I'd just like to remind our listeners that I'm going to be leading a tour of Spain and Portugal next October. It's called the Vineyards and Victories Tour. I've put all sorts of information on the seller notes page of the WYPR website. People can go there and look it up and see what they think. It's going to be fun.
I'm sure.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.